In other news, the government of Pakistan says that it plans to reform its blasphemy law that Christian churches and human rights groups say the Muslim majority uses to oppress religious minorities. The law, which allows up to the death penalty for insulting Islam, would be changed after a general election due late this year or early next year. The Apostolic Nuncio to Pakistan is Adolfo Tito Iliana. He told Vanessa Greco how Christians are affected by the current law.
The blasphemy law has been here for some time already. What they are trying to find out how the National Assembly could review the laws which seem not to be in conformity with modern states. Now, the blasphemy law is simply as this: any word or action that is against the major faith or religions, particularly the Muslim, like, for example, burning a Quran or using a name to criticize major religions.
And what sort of consequences are there for blasphemy?
Usually a long-term imprisonment. Then there is a procedure. They call the witness and they are brought to the Sharia court, and then the Sharia court investigates and passes the judgment. It may not be blasphemy, huh? It may be presumed to be blasphemy, but actually it could not, because if one is ignorant and knowing what it is, if you are asked, could you kindly throw my waste basket? And then you throw it, and it happens that when you throw it and you burn it, one of those pages were some old books, and one of these is a Quran. So you are liable, according to them. And many of the Christians, we have instances where they have been accused and judged and sentenced. So far, not so much the death, but actually the death comes from the hands outside of the law as a reaction of people.